That last week he gave us such abundant words.
我现在问一下，上礼拜有去参加夏令会的弟兄姐妹们，请举一下手。
I'd like to ask for those of you who attended the conference last week, please raise your hand.
感谢主，请放下。
Thank the Lord, you may put your hand
down. 谁有在网上没有去，可是有在网上听信息的，我们会举一下手。
And if you listen to the message online, you weren't there.Please raise your hand. Thank you.
好，刚才举手的弟兄姐妹们呢，今天有个特权。
So for all who raised their hand, you have a privilege.
今天有机会，你可以再分享你在夏令会的得着。
You have the opportunity to share what you have gained at the conference.
实在是主的恩典，他丰盛的话语临到我们的聚会。
It is truly His abundant grace that has come upon us through His word at the meeting.
我们今天呢是分享聚会。
So today we are going to share about the meetings.
每一位弟兄参加夏令会听了。信息的都可以，弟兄姐妹都可以来分享。
For everyone who heard the messages, everyone can share.
因为今天所要分享的只是有关于夏令会的。
And the content of what we will share upon is regarding the summer conference.
所以只有刚才举手的弟兄姐妹可以分享。
So just those who raised their hand can share.
然后呢，我们这个分享的原则呢，我们不重复讲员所讲的。
And the main principle of our sharing is that we're not repeating what the speakers shared on.
我们可以引用讲员所说的。
You may use what they shared on.
不是重复他所讲的。
Not repeat what they shared about.
我们所要讲的是从讲员所说的对我们的感动。
We will share upon the moving or the conviction from what the speakers have shared about.
而且你要在三到五分钟之内分享完。
And finish your sharing before 3 to 5 minutes.
我们希望有更多的弟兄姐妹们一起来分享。
We hope that more brothers and sisters will together share.
因为我们的教会是一同来建造的。
Because we are building the church together.
我们是都是活石，我们都是他的小石头。
We are all his small living stones.
只有耶稣，主耶稣是我们的磐石。
And only our Lord Jesus, He is the cornerstone.
所以你如果讲太久了，我就会站起来走到你旁边去。
And so if you speak too long, I will stand up and stand next to you.
所以我们希望我们借今天这短短的时间呢，我们在主的面前把我们的感动都分享出来，我们来彼此建造，也能够给那些没有去的弟兄姐妹们有所得着。
And so we hope that in the short amount of time you can share on what you have learned, what you have gained, and also share with those who did not attend.
那我从我开始。
And I will begin.
五分钟。
Five minutes.
好，我们先读一下启示录第三章。
Shall we first turn to Revelations chapter 3?
我们读第八节到第九节。
We'll read verse 8 and 9.
启示录第三章第八节到第九节。
Revelation 3:8-9.
我知道你的行为，你略有一点力量，也曾遵守我的道，没有拒绝我的名。看啊，我在你面前给你一个敞开的门，是无能人关的。
I know your deeds. Behold, I have put before you an open door which no one can shut, because you have a little power and have kept my word and have not denied my name.
那撒旦一会的自称是犹太人，其实不是犹太人，哪是说谎的。我要使他们在你的脚前下拜，也使他们知道我是已经爱你了。
Behold, I will cause those of the synagogue of Satan who say that they are Jews and are not but lie. I will make them come and bow down at your feet and make them know that I have loved you.
这是我们陈弟兄他所分享的会拉铁会的教会。
This is what our brother Ted Peng shared upon regarding the church in Philadelphia.
会拉铁会教会在启示录里面是神所喜悦的，神所期待的一个教会。
The church in Philadelphia was the church that God found pleasure in.
当我们弟兄在分享这一段的时候，有一句话深深地感动了我。
And when our brother was sharing about this, there is a phrase that truly moved me.
这句话呢，早上祷告的时候，很多弟兄姐妹也祷告到。
And this morning when we were praying, many brothers and sisters prayed this phrase.
就是说，我是已经爱你了。
And that is, I have already loved you.
神这句话只有对帖撒底会的教会的弟兄姐妹们说。
This is the phrase that the Lord Jesus spoke only to the church in Philadelphia.
会拉铁会弟兄姐妹的教会也领受了。
And the saints in Philadelphia also received this word.
假如这句话讲给老底家以弗所教会的弟兄姐妹，他们可能不知道什么叫做我是已经爱你。
If this phrase was spoken to the church in Laodicea or Ephesus, they would not know how to accept this word.
因为很多时候我们不知道我们是蒙爱的。
Because so often we do not know that we are loved.
这里说我是已经爱你了。
But here it says that I have loved you.
这是一个完成式。
This is an already accomplished fact.
神的爱已经完全了。
God's love is already accomplished.
我们是不是爱我们的儿女？
Do we love our children?
我们儿女知道吗？
Do our children know it?
你跟 teenager 说我爱你。
When you speak to a teenager, I love you.
那青少年说，妈妈又在唠叨了。
And the teenager will say, oh my goodness, my parents are nagging at me again.
我早知道你爱我。
I already know that you love me.
可是他们是不是真的知道你爱他们呢？
But do they truly know that you love them?
我们知道神爱我们。
We know that God loves us.
我们知道神为我们钉十字架。
We know that our God, he was crucified on the cross for us.
我们知道神的爱是多么伟大的爱。
We know how great his love is.
可是在我们的心中，我们是不是真正知道神的爱？
But from our hearts, do we truly know His love?
当我们小的时候，我们想想我们自己。
When we are young, let's think about ourselves.
当我们还在读书的时候，父母叫我们读书，叫我们做很多事情，我们都不喜欢。
When we are young and we need to study, we need to do many things that our parents tell us that we don't want to do.
我们说我们都知道，我们知道怎么照顾自己，不要再说了。
And we say we know it. We already know how to take care of ourselves. Don't say it anymore.
如果你们父母还在的话，他们现在还是在。提醒你们。
If your parents are still around, they're still reminding you.
你要出门要到哪里，他要记得要带衣服，要小心。
And that when you need to go out the door, what you, the clothes you need to bring, you need to be careful.
因为那是父母的爱，实在也不改变的爱。
Because it's the love of the parent that never changes.
可是那是地上的爱。
But it's the earthly love.
那神对我们的爱是我们测不透、想不清的。
However, the love of our God is unfathomable.
所以保罗在跟以弗所教会的时候，为他们祷告的时候，第一个祷告说。求神赐给他们那智慧启示、智慧启示的灵。
And so that is why Paul, when he prayed for the saints in Ephesus, that they would have the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
第二个为他们祷告说，愿你们与众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等的长阔高深。
And secondly, he prayed that the saints would come to know, together with all the saints, the height, width, length, and depth of his love.
因为没有从神来的智慧那启示的灵，我们实在是不能明白那基督的爱。
Because without the spirit of wisdom and revelation, we cannot come to know the love of Christ.
所以我当在夏令会的时候讲到。看到这句话，我是已经爱你了。
And so during the summer conference, when I saw this phrase, I have loved you.
我们做儿女的，当我们做父母的时候，我们才能够明白父母对我们的爱。
And as children and as parents, then we can come to understand the love of a parent.
很多时候，圣经上很多的知识。
Oftentimes, there's much knowledge in the Bible.
弟兄们提醒我们，我们读经。不是知识。
And the brethren, they remind us that when we read the Bible, it's not about knowledge.
因为神的话成为我们的启示，成为我们的看见。
Because God's word is to become our revelation, our seeing, our vision.
愿主的爱早晨再来激励我们。
May His love again constrain us.
就像保罗所说的。
Just like what Paul said.
今天活着不再是我，那是那。活着不再是为我自己，而是为那死而复活的主而活。
Today I no longer live for myself, but for the God who has lived and died for me.
那我们今天能够这句话能够牢牢地记在我们心。
And may these words, may we remember it.
主说
，God said,
我已经爱了你。
I have loved you.
那现在，如果弟兄姐妹要分享的话，请你举个手，我就把麦克风拿给你。
If you'd like to share, please raise your hand and I'll pass the mic to you.
夏令会很摸着我的一个词是奴仆。
The main thing that touched me during the summer conference was that I am his bond servant.
奴仆是没有自己的心思意念，都是看主他想要我做什么。
And that in service there's nothing that I need to do or have my own ways of thinking but what God wants me to do.
所以我们做的每一个选择，都反映出我们生命中的优先次序。
So every choice that I make must reflect the priority that God gives.
所以我就想到说，我在工作学习中，我是不是 想到这是主所要我做，是不是他所喜悦的。
So in my learning at work, I have been learning whether or not this is something that God wants me to do, whether it pleases him or not.
在与人的交谈中，我所说的是不是能够容神一人。
In my communication with other people, whether God is pleased with what I'm saying.
我发现，当我这样去问自己的时候，很多次，似乎这个跟神的国和神的意是无关，而是为了我自己的享乐。
And so when I look closely at this, I realize that it's not for his righteousness or his kingdom, but oftentimes it's for selfish reasons.
但是因着我已经做了主爱的奴仆，所以当他要我不做一件事情，而我去顺服的时候，我发现我真的是在他里面有满足的平安喜乐。
And so, since I am a love bond slave of the Lord, I realize that when I submit and obey to Him, my heart is filled with joy and peace.
所以诗篇十六篇讲到说，我信对耶和华说，你是我的主，我的好处不在你以外。
And so, just as it says in Psalm 16, that you truly are my Lord, I have no other joy apart from Him.
所以做了主爱的奴仆，其实真的是对我自己是有极大的益处。
And so actually there is great benefit for me to be the bond slave of love to our Lord.
感谢主，真的愿主在我的生命中是真的是做我的主。
So I thank the Lord that in my life he can truly be Lord.
姊妹刚刚讲到那个奴仆，我因为心里我有很大的感动。我首先是
Our sister just shared about being a bond slave, and in my heart I am also greatly moved.
首先是感谢弟兄姊妹们，就是特别是做那个Living Broadcaster 的弟兄姊妹，因为我不能去聚会，但是我能够跟大家一起同时听到这个聚会。
I want to thank brothers and sisters, particularly those who put the messages on the live broadcast because I was not able to attend, but I was able to hear all the messages.
甚至知道弟兄姊妹聚完会以后怎样优先次序离开和一起薄饼的时候可以跟你们一起唱诗歌。
And even in terms of singing the hymns together with you, the procedure of how everybody left the premise, I knew about it all.
那讲到奴仆的服侍呢，刚才姊妹讲的我就接下去，我的感动就是说我们要有这个，就是在彭弟兄讲到那个路加里头浪子家里的那个仆人。
And so when our sister was sharing about the bond slave, I was reminded of our brother when he shared about in the father's household of the two sons, about the servants in that house.
他呢就是说浪子走了以后，他就想到他的那个主人心里的难过，所以他想到一定要为浪子回来要预备袍子，预备鞋子，预备戒指，预备牛犊。
And so the bond slave knew the heart of the father after the prodigal son had left, that the father wanted to prepare that the clothes and the shoes and the ring and the fattened calf.
就像大卫他体贴神的心意一样。
Just as how David, he knew the heart of God.
所以我觉得我们真的是在我们做自己优先选择的时候和那个我们体贴神心意的时候，我们真是要有这颗奴仆的心。
And so when we are to make our own priorities and when we are to consider the heart of our God, we truly need to have the attitude of a bond slave.
然后弟兄还讲到就是这个好像不是说好像很大的一件事，而是从每天每一件小事里头做起。
And the sharing, he mentioned that it's not about great matters, but it starts from the little things in our daily life.
所以那个 Mac 弟兄跟他连接的就非常的好，因为 Mac 弟兄讲到那个 Eric Campbell 弟兄，他只不过是个主日学的老师。
And so our brother Mac and his sharing together with brother Ted, it matched very well when he shared about Eric Campbell's story as a Sunday school teacher.
所以因为他的忠心服侍，就带出后面那么多，包括牧的弟兄，还有那个 City Start, 还有那个 Landsberg 弟兄。所以我就觉得我们在教会里头，就是你 做他讲到这是一种隐藏的一种服侍。
And so because of his faithful service, he influenced brothers like Moody and C.T. Studd and Brother Lance Lambert. And so we know that this service often is a hidden service.
所以我们就是要顺服圣灵在我们里面的带领。
And so we need to obey the leading of the Holy Spirit within us.
做神要我们做的事情。
To do the things which God wants us to do.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
别人把我的感动讲了。
Others have shared what I wanted to share.
一点点。Yeah, 这次在夏令会中有很大的收获，就是不仅是在话语方面，而且也经历了神的信实。
And this time I received much at the summer conference, not just in his words, but in experience.
这次聚会中很多堂的信息都感动我。
This time, many meetings, many of the messages moved me.
尤其是在王弟兄那个下午的那个交通的分享的里边，他借着耶拿的故事。来跟我们让我们看到神在约拿身上的工作。
Particularly in the afternoon workshop, Brother Wong, he shared about Jonah and the work that God did in Jonah's life.
看着神在约拿身上的制作，也想起说神其实也是要我们也是神手中的工作，他也要来制作我们。
All the work that God did in Jonah is the same as what God needs to do in us today.
尤其是看到神其实约拿神的爱是完全的那个部分。
Particularly when God revealed to Jonah of His love.
就是提醒我，就是知道说神借着各样的环境，虽然有各样的环境，但是看到说主是掌权的，神是掌权的。
And it reminded me that through all the different environments, God is still in control.
主让我们好好的相信和顺服走十字架的这条路，实在是也是为着我们的益处。
The Lord wants us to trust and walk in the way of the cross, and it truly is to our benefit.
我还有一点真实的经历，就是这次夏令会虽然身体有一点小小的不舒服，但是却没有影响到我的聚会。
And in my own experience, even though during the summer conference in my body I wasn't feeling very well, but it did not influence or impact any of the meetings.
反而这次聚会更多的经历到神的那个爱。
Rather, I was able to experience more of God's love.
而且还有幸看到神在年轻人身上的工作。
And I was blessed to see the work of God in the young people.
而且真实的看到，就是说年轻人身上，很多年轻人身上，真的是有活出那个神的那个彼此相爱的实际。
And truly saw the reality, among the young people to love one another.
而且最感动的是，我们当跟年轻人在一起吃饭的时候，就听到有几个年轻人在说，夏令会这次真的是太好了。
And I had the opportunity at lunch or at the meal time, I heard some of the young people saying to one another that this conference is so good.
神的话也真的很宝贵。
And His word is truly precious.
然后他们说，而且甚至他们就在商量说，哦，我们要来开始背神的话。
And they even said to one another, we need to start memorizing God's word.
而且还商量着怎么样能够很好的把神的话记住。
And they were deliberating how that they could memorize God's word.
虽然有很多时间有限，我不能一一都交通，但是就很这次去聚会就很让我得着鼓励。
And so this time I truly thank the Lord for encouraging me through the meetings and the fellowship.
还有很多的感动，我想说就底下以后有机会跟弟兄姊妹交通。
I have still a lot more thoughts, but I'll share about it later with other brothers and sisters.
荣耀归于主。
We give all the glory to God.
我想 Robert 弟兄说到我们不是来整理这一次借的信息，而是我们得到什么。
And Brother Robert says that as we reflect back on the messages, what we have gained.
是我们在听了这些信息以后，我们来思想一下怎么去做的问题。
And so after we've heard these messages, now we need to consider the question of how we are to act.
像彭弟兄他有一个很深的 心愿，就是有关斐拉铁辉教会的实际。
And Brother Peng, he had a very deep impression in his heart regarding the reality of the Church of Philadelphia.
对于启示录三章斐拉铁辉教会的经节，我想我们都很熟。
Now we're all pretty familiar with what is this written in Revelation chapter 3.
但有一件事情是他特别提到，就是神在他的心中斐拉铁辉教会的地位。
But one very, very important thing is God's position in the hearts of the saints in Philadelphia.
这一点是需要我们来思想的一件事情。
And this is something that we need to meditate on.
所以在这样的负担里面，我们能够重新对斐拉铁辉教会有一个新的认识。
And in this knowing that we need to have a new knowing.
那至于我们如何去做
？And how we are to to act.
这里。在启示录三章这里提到三件事情。
And here in Revelation 3, it speaks of three things.
第一件事就是对于主的道。
And first is regarding His word.
不但是我们需要去多学习主的道，而且是去实行。
And it's not that we know much of His word, but we are to keep His word.
第二件事情是主的名。
And secondly is regarding His name.
那我们真能够荣耀主的名。
That we truly are to give glory to His name.
最后他提到这我们有主忍耐的道。
And secondly, that we are to hold on to His word of perseverance.
所以我们弟兄在这里他来鼓励我们。
And our brother was encouraging us.
我们需要好好来思想这些话。
So that we can meditate on these words.
就是在我们的生活里头。我们从做一个弟兄开始。
And in our daily lives, it starts from being a brother.
我想我们弟兄里头这个心非常的迫切。
And our brother's heart was very desperate.
我们起自做一个弟兄。
That of course, in the beginning, we are brethren.
然后再鼓励我们做一个门徒。
But then he encourages us to be that disciple.
必须要有摆上，必须有牺牲。
And that we must learn self-sacrifice.
那我们真能够成为主的见证，能够荣耀他的名。
And then we are to be His witness to give glory to His name.
最后是讲到我们能够成为他的奴仆。
And then we are to be His servant or slave.
这个地方他提到在启示录三章第九节。
And this is mentioned in Revelation 3 verse 9.
有一个经节我们可能从来没有好好去想过这件事情。
And in this verse, perhaps we've never really thought about it.
他这里说到，那撒旦一伙的，自称是犹太人，其实不是犹太人，乃是说谎话的。我要使他们来在你脚前下拜。
And that's the phrase that says, I will cause those of the synagogue of Satan who say that they are Jews and are not but lie, I will make them come and bow down at your feet.
我想彭弟兄没有讲错，我们可能从来没有想过这句话是什么意思。
And Brother Ted Pank, he was right. Perhaps we've never thought about the meaning of this phrase.
就是撒旦一伙的要在我们脚前下拜。
And that the synagogue of Satan, that they will bow down at your feet.
这是一个非常强的一句话。
This is a very strong word.
他这里在讲到这一伙的人成为在我们脚前下拜。
When he speaks of the synagogue or this group of people of Satan who will bow down at your feet,
也就是说，主能够在撒旦面前夸胜。
That means God is able to boast before Satan.
所以我们弟兄在这里鼓励我们，这里让我们有一个看到我们所做的每一件事情，要让主的名得到荣耀。
Our brother shared with us that in everything that we do, we are to have God gain the glory.
主能够因为我们这一般人，虽然斐拉铁辉。是在圣经里两千年前的事情。
That through this group of brothers and sisters in Philadelphia, even though they were present 2,000 some years ago,
这些弟兄姊妹跟我们一样，都是一般人，都是弟兄姐妹。
They are just like us, just a group of brothers and sisters.
所以斐拉铁辉不是一个高不可及的事情。
That is not something that is beyond our reach.
是我们能够做到。
We are able to attain to it.
当我们能够做到的时候。撒旦一伙的要在我们脚前下拜。
And when we are able to attain to it, then the synagogue of Satan will come and bow down.
他特别强调，就是主能够因为我们这一般人 向撒旦夸胜。
He particularly emphasized that through this a group of people like us, that God is able to boast.
这是腓拉铁腓在主心目中的地位。
And this is what the Philadelphia saints they had that rightful position in their hearts for God.
求主来祝福我们弟兄姊妹。
May God bless brothers and sisters.
能够这样好好的去遵守主的道。
So that we can truly keep His word well.
荣耀主的名。
And give glory to His name.
能够跟他一样有忍耐，来走这条道路。
And that together with Him have perseverance on this way.
主因为我们得到荣耀。
And through us, God will gain the glory. I attended the afternoon workshop with Brother Philip Zong, and he shared from Judges 6-7-8 regarding the story of Gideon.
在四世纪第六章第二节，这里就讲到那时候米甸人压制以色列人。
And so there we know that the Amalekites, they were persecuting the Israelites.
米甸人他们把以色列人的粮食他们的牲畜都抢走了。
The Midianites, they were constantly stealing the sheep and taking away all that they had.
那时候以色列人非常穷乏，就 呼求耶和华。
And because of the great oppression, Israel cried out to the Lord.
在十一节说到基甸他在酒榨里打麦子。
And so in verse 11 it says that Gideon, he was there threshing the barley.
In the wine press.他看到那个时候非常以色列人非常穷乏，非常环境非常艰难的时候。
And because it was they were very poor and it was very a very difficult time.
可是基甸他却继续的在酒榨打麦子，他并不放弃。
But there Gideon was continually working. He did not give up.
所以他有粮食可以供应他自己和他周围的人。
And so he had enough. He had wheat and a wine press. He was able to meet the needs of his family.
所以就讲到我们无论在怎么样的环境中，我们都要继续。
And so here it reminds us that no matter what the condition is, we still need to continue to read His word.
主的话就成为我们属灵的粮食。
His word is our spiritual food.
能够供应我们自己和我们周围的人。
It is able to meet the needs of ourselves and those around us.
他讲到第一个，那是得胜第一个原则，就是
And the first principle of victory,
在十九节说到基甸他把山羊羔和无酵饼献给耶和华。
That is in verse 19 that Gideon went in and prepared a young goat and unleavened bread.
在这样的环境中，基甸能够献上这些东西，实在是因为他在酒榨打麦子的结果。
And the reason why he was able to prepare these things and sacrifices was because of his faithfulness in working.
而且他能把这些献上一点都不吝惜。
And he did not relinquish anything in his ability to sacrifice.
就如同在福音书里主耶稣用五饼二鱼喂饱五千人。
Just as how the Lord Jesus in the Gospels, he was able to feed and satisfy 5,000.
如果我们把五饼二鱼握在我们的手中，那我们也许只能供应两三个人。
If we had 5 loaves and 2 fish in our hands, perhaps we could only meet the needs of 2-3 people.
可是我们把五饼二鱼放在祭坛上交给主耶稣。
But with 5 loaves and 2 fish, if we place it on the altar and give it to the Lord Jesus,
主耶稣就可以用五饼二鱼喂饱五千人。
Then the Lord Jesus can use the 5 loaves and 2 fish to feed and satisfy 5,000.
所以弟兄交通道第一个得胜的原则是我们将一切献在祭坛上。
And so the first principle of victory is that we need to sacrifice our all on the altar.
那因为时间的关系，我就还有一点最摸到我的就是最后一个原则。
And so because of the sake of time, I'm only going to share on that last point.
最后一个原则是主的得胜属于主的子民。
And so the last principle of victory is that his victory is based on his name.
在第七章二十三节，以色列人就从拿弗他利、亚瑟、马拿西全地聚集来追赶米甸人。
The men of Israel were summoned from Naphtali and Asher and all Manasseh, and they pursued Midian.
那时候，耶和华是借着基甸和300人打了这胜仗。
So God Jehovah, together with Gideon and only 300, they were able to have the victory.
可是这个得胜却是属于以色列全体。
However, the victory was for all of Israel.
所以神的心意呢，不在于只是少数人能得胜。
And so His heart's desire is not on the victory of a few,
而是在他所有的儿女都能得胜。
But so that all of his children may have the victory.
所以神的心意实在是要率领许多儿子进入荣耀。
Because his heart and his will is that many sons will come into glory.
我讲两点。
I have two points.
第一点，在夏令会得到什么？第一点，在夏令会我得到什么
？The first point regarding what I learned at the summer conference.
在夏令会以后，我得到什么呢？我得到了主来责备我。这是第一点。第一点，我得到主什么？夏令会以后。主在责备我，责备我。
责备。So the first thing was what the Lord had rebuked me in.
第二点。
Secondly.
我向我弟兄，金刚弟兄表示深深的歉意。
And just as what our brother said that.
。It doesn't matter.
对不起。
是主说你要跟随我背起你自己的十字架鞋子来跟随我当我来到他面前的时候主说你背起了你自己的十字架吗你愿意背起你自己的十字架吗
The Lord asked whether or not I had borne up my cross to deny myself and follow him
当我来到他面前的时候
And so when I came before him,
他这样问我,
he would ask,
我愿意吗?
Have I really done it?
第二点是我真诚地向我弟兄金刚表示歉意因为我得罪了他。我在礼拜六分组讨论的时候因为很小的事情
And secondly, which is something that happened Saturday, even though it was a very small matter.
但是我得罪了我的弟兄。主在很多次要我拿起电话向他道歉。我一次一次把这个感动给压下去。
The Lord was telling me in my heart that I need to go apologize to somebody, but I did not want to.
我在主面前说我向你祈求求你原谅主说你去向你弟兄祈求求他原谅
And so I apologized to the Lord I said Lord do forgive me But the Lord says go apologize to the brother
感谢主
I thank the Lord
把握时间
Grab a hold of the time.
这次夏令会那个彭弟兄讲的最后一天他说那个讲到不要弃绝主的名还有历史历代都有很多圣徒在主面前过着简单的生活
The very last message that Brother Ted Peng gave, he's talked about we are not to deny his name and also the generations and ages of saints who lived a very simple life.
我就有一个感动说其实很多时候我都弃绝主的名。
And so I had this moving in my heart that actually oftentimes I do deny the name of the Lord.
我以前觉得我要在别人面前不承认自己是基督徒，我才是弃绝主的。
In the past, I thought that if I did not tell other people that I am a Christian, then I am denying his name.
那天我坐在那儿，我忽然看见说，不是这样的。
But as I was sitting there that day, I realized that it's not that way.
我可能每天，在很多小事上，我都弃绝了主的名。
But it is possible that every day in small things that I am denying his name.
那简单两个字我觉得很扎心。
And so simply put, it truly convicted my heart.
其实我想，如果我真的爱主，所有的事情都很简单。
And so I truly believe that if I really love the Lord, then everything ought to be simple.
所有的事情就只有一个简单的问题，就是主在这件事上想得到什么。
And so there's a very simple question in all matters, that in this matter, what does the Lord want to gain?
我发现我很多时候我去替主打算。
Oftentimes I find myself calculating for the Lord.
比如说我会想说，我三十岁才认识主，在三十岁以前我已经犯了很多的错误，所以我想我能被主用，或者说我的生命能荣耀主的程度已经被限制在某一个程度。
That since I have made so many mistakes before I turned 30, that I have already limited much of what God can do in my life.
所以每次遇到很多事的时候，
And so oftentimes when I encounter matters,
我会往后退缩。
I would often shrink back.
我的心没有完全的打开。
My heart is not fully opened.
我没有觉得我没有一个积极的态度去说主在我身上可以做一切他想做的。
I don't have a positive attitude to allow the Lord to do what he needs to do in me.
我会跟主讨价还价。
I would bargain with the Lord.
我会说这个不是我的长处。
I would say, Lord, this is not my strength.
我不想被这样用。
I don't want to be used in this way.
所以我意识到我没有过一个，很多地方我没有过一个简单的生活。
And so in many aspects I have not lived a simple life.
所以我想我需要在主面前常常的祈求说，让我爱他更多一点。
And so I need to often come before him and love him more.
把自己的想法都完全的放掉。
And totally let go of my own thoughts and opinions.
让他完全的来做我生命的主宰。
And truly allow him to be Lord of my life.
让他单独的来决定他要怎么用我。
To solely allow him to make the decisions of how he wants to use me.
然后对于他在我身上的工作，不是一个被动的去接受。
And not to accept his work with a pessimistic attitude.
还有一个主动的期望。
But with a positive and active expectation.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
感谢主，我本来是不敢讲的。
I thank the Lord.
但是圣灵感动我，我不讲也得讲。
Even though I'm at first, I'm very nervous about speaking.
这一次去夏令会，我最感受的一句话。
But the Lord wanted me to speak. So the main thing.
患难来的是有压力，压力从哪里来？是从天上来的。这一句话，感谢主给我的鼓励很大。
The main thing that the Lord pressed upon my heart is that through tribulation,
虽然在生活当中遇到各种的难处，
even though we encounter difficulties,
但是都是神给我们的。
Everything is given to us by God.
那我们的生命
in our lives
更长大，更成熟。
We are to mature.
更多的认识主。
Come to know Him more.
感谢主，这一次夏令会。
So we thank the Lord through this summer conference.
题目里面提到，我们都我一般我们记不下，这一次每一句话我们题目都记下。
Generally in the past, I can't remember the main theme and what was talked about, but this time everything I can remember.
感谢主，因为主爱我们，遇到每一次的艰难当中。
Because He loves us and in every difficulty, He will speak to us.
只要主的话，主的恩典来安慰我。
With His word and His grace, He will comfort us.
从天降下来的压力。
And then the pressure that comes from above.
是神最大的福分给我们每一个基督徒。
Will be the greatest privilege for all of us.
他提到这个点里面，我里面特别的喜乐。
And in this point, as it was mentioned, I felt great joy. And I really received much.
实在感谢主，神很宝贝的话语向我说。
I truly thank the Lord for His very precious word that was spoken to me.
还有很多的话，因为我们也没有时间去一一诉说，又让更多的弟兄姊妹分享。
There's a lot more, but I won't share now. But later, and I'll speak up to here.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
弟兄在信息里面，在说到神的爱如何在我们当中运行的时候
，When our brother was sharing about how God's love is to be how it needs to move among us，
他说到一句话，让我们印象很深刻。
He said something that profoundly impacted me。
他说：“我们爱一个弟兄，我们要负他一辈子的责任。”
When we love a brother, that we are to bear responsibility.
有力量的时候为他负重，没有力量或者他不听的时候为他祷告。
When there is no strength, we are to bear up in strength, and we are to pray.
直到我们的最后一息。
Until the very last drop that we have.
不论是我自己还是我们在信息以后的这个分享的时候，我们都觉得哦，这个话。是很重的一句话。
Whether it was me or whether it was in our fellowship, we all felt that this is such a heavy word.
我们真是在问，我们怎么能够负他一辈子的责任呢
？We were all asking, how are we to bear all the responsibility for our brother?
那么，正好我们在成功的时候，我们也读这个圣经。
And so during morning watch, we also were reading God's word.
在哥林多前书第十三章第二十五和二十六节。
In First Corinthians chapter 13.
二十五和二十六节。
In First Corinthians chapter 12.
十二节，十二节，十二章二十五二十六节。
In 25 and 26.
总要肢体彼此相顾，若一个肢体受苦，所有的肢体就一同受苦。若一个肢体得荣耀，所有的肢体就一同快乐。
So that there may be no division in the body, but that the members may have the same care for one another. And if one member suffers, all the members suffer with it. If one member is honored, all the members rejoice with it.
我们看见我们的弟兄是和我们有着同一个生命的。
And we are to see that we have the same life as our brothers.
我们是连于同一个身体的。
We are all connected to the same body.
只要我们一同连接于这个身体的上。
As long as we are members of the same body.
只要我们一同在这个同一的生命的里面。
And as long as we are sharing in the same life.
我们就是要彼此来负这一生的责任。
Then together we bear the responsibility for all lifetime.
当再往下想到，弟兄跟我们交通的信息说到做爱的奴仆的时候
，And later following as we heard about our brother sharing about the bond slave of love，
那么真是想到，我们如果做奴仆，我们是这个爱的
管道。
Then truly, if we are bond slave, then we are the channel of love.
若主给我们力量，我们当来尽我们的这个能力来负我们弟兄的责任。
If the Lord has given us strength, then with everything that we have, we are to bear responsibility for our brethren.
若主给我们这个负担，让我们为这个软弱的肢体祷告。
If the Lord has given us the burden to pray for a weaker member,
我们做奴仆的，我们没有其他的想法，我们只有说照着主的命令而行。
Then as a bond slave, we have no other thoughts, but we would do only according to what the Lord desires.
当听到弟兄交通道说，当我们没有力量的时候，我们就为他祷告，直到最后一息。
And so when I heard about our brother sharing that when we have no strength, we are to ask the Lord to give it to us.
我想到一个年长的一个老弟兄。
It made me remember an elderly brother.
我们天启弟兄的父亲王老弟兄。
And the father of one of our brothers.
年纪已经很老迈。
And he is very advanced in age.
而且身体也很软弱。
And in his body very weak.
几年前就因为癌症的缘故动手术。
And several years ago, because of cancer, he had surgery.
当我们听到弟兄的情况的时候，常常的是听到他这个病得很严重。
And so oftentimes when we prayed for him, we heard the news that his illness was very severe.
但是感谢主，主一直保守他。
But thank the Lord, God constantly protected him.
当他把他的信息来告诉我们聚会的时候，
when he shared his message with us in the meetings,
他就跟我们说，我们听到的是他分别出特定的时间，专门为我们的聚会来祷告。
That he would set apart a time specifically to pray for our gathering.
我没有见过这位老弟兄。
I have never met this elderly brother.
也许我们的老弟兄对我们的聚会光对我们的光景也不是很了解。
And perhaps our elderly brother is not very familiar with the condition of our gathering.
但是我相信在基督的爱的里面。
But I do believe that in the love of Christ.
我们的老弟兄是这样来负我们的责任，直到他最后一息。
Our elderly brother, he truly does bear responsibility for us until his last breath.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这次夏令会啊，我就对这个《哥林多前书》13:11有一点感想。
This time at the summer conference, I have some thoughts regarding 1 Corinthians 13:11.
他这里说，我做孩子的时候，话语像孩子，心思像孩子，意念像孩子，既成了人，就把孩子的事丢弃了。
When I was a child, I used to speak like a child, think like a child, reason like a child. When I became a man, I did away with childish things.
所以那个讲员在讲的时候，我就觉得真的是想到自己就像一个孩子一样。
And so when our speaker was speaking, I thought about myself and I felt that I was truly like a child.
初心的时候就像一个婴孩，或者是两三岁的孩子，只知道到这个父神面前索取爱。
And so when I was first saved, I was like an infant or a 2 to 3 year old child just receiving the love of the Father.
即使是信主好多年还是这样。
And even after believing the Lord for many years, still the same way.
最近呢好像又有点像那个12-13岁的孩子。
And perhaps more recently, I'm more like a 12-13 year old.
虽然也开始知道要关心一些神家里的事。
Even though I know that I need to be more concerned about the matters of God's house.
但是 自己有很多的想法。
But I have my own ways of thinking.
在我的生活中，自己有自己的优先次序很多。
In my own life, I have a lot of my own priorities.
很少想到父亲想要我做的是什么。
Rarely would I think about the things that the father wants me to do.
但是这个夏令会这个两个讲员就告诉我要成人。
But through the two speakers this time in the summer conference really spoke to me that I need to mature and grow up.
要把孩子的事丢弃。
To put away the childish things.
因为神的心意是要把他所有的丰富都给我。
Because God's will is that he wants to give me all his abundance.
虽然也许我不理解。
Perhaps I may not completely understand.
就像这十二节讲的，他说我们如今仿佛对着镜子观看，模糊不清。
Just like it's what it says in verse 12, we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face.
但是到那时就要面对面。
But now I know in part, and then I will know fully, just as I have been fully known.
对，希望弟兄姐妹继续鼓励我。
So I hope brothers and sisters may continue to encourage me to mature and grow.
麦克弟兄所交通的那个 Brother Kimball 那故事给我很多的祝福。
And there's two passages that I read this week that greatly reminded me.
这个星期我读了两个圣经，再一次提醒我，我们要做怎么样的见证。
The first is in John chapter 9.
第一个是在约翰福音七章。
And
第九章。
John chapter 9 verse 11.
第九章十一节。
He answered and said, A man called Jesus made clay and anointed my eyes and said to me, Go to the pool of Siloam and wash. So I went and washed and I received sight.
十一节里面说，他回答说，有一个人名叫耶稣，他和你摸我的眼睛，对我说，你往希罗亚池子去洗，我去一洗就看见了。
And then the other verse is in Acts chapter 9.
使徒行传第九章。
And Ananias went his way and entered the house, and laying his hands on him, he said, Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road as you came.Has sent me that you may receive your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit. It's verse 17.
第九章十七节，亚拿尼亚就去了，进入那家，把手按在扫罗身上，说：“弟兄扫罗，在你肉上向你显现的主就是耶稣，打发我来，叫你能看见，又被圣灵充满。”
I always wondered why the Lord had to use clay.
我在想为什么主要用泥。
Why did he have to use Ananias?
他为什么要用亚拿尼亚？
You never hear about Ananias after this or before this.
在圣经这一章之前或者之后，你都没有看到再提起过亚拿尼亚。
And Jesus could have very easily just touched his hand. He didn't have to like spit on the ground and make clay.
我想我们主耶稣也许只要摸一下那个眼睛，不需要用手到地上去抓泥，然后再和起来。
But I believe this is a spiritual lesson the Lord wants to teach all of us.
但是我想这里面有一个属灵的功课是主要告诉我们每一个人的。
He wants to use our brothers and sisters to to help give us sight.
他要我们来帮助我们弟兄，我众弟兄姊妹能来看见。
He uses the clay.
他用那个泥。
To help us see.
来帮助我们能够看见。
And if you ever had clay on your hands, it's not very nice feeling.
如果你手上有泥的话，也许你感觉不是很好。
Much less on your eyes.
那更不用说在你的眼睛上面了。
Talk about putting, you know, something just very rough on the most sensitive part of your body.
你想把这些这么脏的东西放在你身上最敏感的部位。
And we might not appreciate at first why the Lord uses brothers and sisters to give us sight.
那也许我们很刚刚开始的时候，我们不知道主为什么要这样做。
You might touch a very sensitive area.
也许会触到我们里面敏感的地方。
But once we finally see, we're more than appreciative.
但是当我们最后明白的时候，我们就更加的来感谢我们的主。
And as greatly encouraged as I was with our brother Kimball's testimony,
我们也让我想到 Kimball 弟兄的见证。
We often don't see that Ananias is the first brother Kimball.
我们看到也许亚拿尼亚就是那个第一位那个 Kimball 弟兄。
And it's because the Lord could use somebody like Ananias to give Saul sight.
因为主用亚拿尼亚来让扫罗来让保罗看见。
That we have most of the New Testament.
所以我们可以看到这样一个见证。
And so maybe we don't have that attitude when we come on Fridays to Bible study.
也许我们当我们星期五来读经的时候，我们没有那样一个态度。
And we come to fellowship, maybe we don't feel like getting our hands dirty or having clay put on our eyes.
当我们来一起来交通的时候，我们也许不想把我们的手弄脏，把泥放在我们的眼睛上面。
But the Lord uses each and every one of us to edify each other.
但是主其实用我们每一位弟兄姊妹来让我们互相建立。
And because of it, we were built up.
因此我们能够被建造。
And because of it, we become dependent on each other.
我们可以来彼此扶持。
And that's what he wants.
这是他的心愿。
感谢主哈，我也有一点交通，就是从夏令会，神借着他的仆人向我们说的话。
I thank the Lord that this time I also have some sharing regarding what a God's servant has shared with us.
启示录第三章，他读到，对不起，我。
In Revelation 3 it says.
我特别注意到他说，你既遵守我忍耐的道。我必在普天下人受试炼的时候保守你免去试炼。
That because you have kept the word of my perseverance, I also will keep you from the hour of testing, the hour which is about to come upon the whole world to test those who dwell on the earth.
我必快来，你要持守你所有的，免得有人夺去你的冠冕。
I am coming quickly. Hold fast what you have so that no one will take your crown.
然后他再读到了一个启示录第一章。
And then also he read Revelation chapter 1,
第九节,
verse 9.
他说我是约翰就是你们的弟兄和你们在耶稣的患难国度忍耐里一同有份。
It says, I, John, your brother and fellow partaker in the tribulation and kingdom and perseverance which are in Jesus.
他特别讲到这个忍耐。
And he spoke particularly of this perseverance.
然后提摩太后书。
And then also in 2 Timothy,
提摩太后书第二章
Second Timothy chapter 2
十一节
Verse 11
他说有可信的话说我们若与基督同死也必与他同活
It is a trustworthy statement for if we died with him we will also live with him
我们若能忍耐也必和他一同作王
If we endure we will also reign with him
Yeah, 感谢主，因为在夏令会之前，那在我的这个服事的方面，或者是生活当中， 我就有一些事情发生。
I thank the Lord that in my daily life and also in the services that before the summer conference, some things had happened.
让我就觉得说啊，哎呦，好像我不能忍耐。
And it caused me to feel I can't endure it.
我好像想逃出去。
And I wanted to escape from it.
然后呢，我就觉得说好像就像。彭弟兄讲的菲拉特菲教会的那个弟兄彼此相爱的实际好像是很难实行的。
And then just as Brother Ted Peng had shared that the reality of love in Philadelphia, I felt that it's too difficult to truly have this.
不过感谢主，接着夏令会呀，在夏令会之前，我也已经在主面前有悔改。
But I thank the Lord that before the summer conference, I did repent before Him.
但是感谢主，那神还借着他在夏令会中再来向我说话。
But I do thank the Lord that during the summer conference, God spoke to me.
他告诉我，这个弟兄相爱是可以实行的。
He told me that this brotherly love can be real and true.
因为神的爱是那个阿嘎佩的爱。
Because God's love is agape love.
这个阿嘎佩的爱在我的里面。
And this agape love is in me.
让我可以和主耶稣一样来忍耐。
To allow me as Christ to persevere and endure.
然后我就想说，哦，其实原来真的是可以，因为。
And then I realized, oh, this is possible.
因为在夏令会之前，我软弱的时候。
Because before the summer conference, when I was weak.
我来到主面前。
And I came before the Lord.
我来向他祷告。
And I prayed to him.
我来告诉他我的不能。
I told him my inability.
那主就扶持我
and the Lord supported me,
主就刚强我
and the Lord strengthened me,
主就在用他的爱来安慰我
and the Lord comforted me with his love.
那我就觉得说再到夏令会去
so this time when I went to the summer conference,
那主再借着弟兄的讲台
and through the speaking of the brothers,
把他的话
with his word,
把他的爱
with his love,
打开
Truly, it was opened.
让我看见这一条道实在是可以走的。
Allow me to see that this way can truly be walked upon.
因为在我不能的时候。
Because when I am unable.
我来到主面前。
And I come before the Lord.
我支取他的恩典。
And then I receive of
His grace. 我也支取他的力量。
And I also receive of His strength.
他再把那个阿嘎佩的爱。
And with His agape love.
神的爱充满在我里面。
When God's love fills me.
我有软弱的时候
and when I am weak,
我也认罪悔改
and when I confess and repent,
那我就可以继续来奔跑我的路
then I can continue to move forward in this path
所以我就特别很感谢主借着夏令会告诉我要忍耐
so I truly thank the Lord for speaking to me that I need to persevere through the summer conference
这是一条忍耐的道
this is the word of perseverance
因为主说是他的患难
because the Lord says that this is his tribulation
国度
kingdom
忍耐
and perseverance
感谢主
we thank the Lord
我们大概还有两个机会
we still have time for two more there's still opportunity
我特别为着夏令会感谢赞美主。
I truly want to thank and praise the Lord for the summer conference.
第一点是感恩。
First is praise or thanks.
第二点，希望弟兄姐妹也能够代祷，继续的祷告。
And secondly is a prayer request. May brothers and sisters continue to pray.
如果记得不错，这应该是我们第五次在圣安东尼奥这个所学校办我们的夏令会。
If I remember correctly, this is the fifth time that we've used this particular school in San Antonio.
因着今年场地有一些的变动。
And this year we had some changes in the facility.
弟兄姐妹在礼拜三、周三的祷告会，还有在各处祷告会当中，一直 在主的面前祈求。
On Wednesday night prayer meeting, as well as in all the different localities, we were all beseeching before the Lord.
我们实在经历到主的恩典把我们带过来。
And truly, it is His grace that has brought us through.
而且主的恩典高过这一切环境。
And the grace of our Lord far surpasses the environment.
就连在很小的事情上，天气。主都恩待了我们。
And even in very small matters like the weather, the Lord had such grace upon us.
所以我们实在为着主向我们所施这一切丰盛的恩典感谢他。
So for all of His loving kindnesses and grace, we give Him thanks.
我也感谢主，不仅借着两位讲员弟兄所向我们说这宝贵的心意。
And I'm also thankful to the two brothers who spoke God's precious will to us.
我也特别感谢主，让我们看见弟兄姐妹在身体里头。那同心合意配搭的服事。
And I'm also thankful to see how brothers and sisters in one body we all cooperated to serve together.
我虽然没有具体的去计算，但是我估计至少应该有120位弟兄姐妹参与这次夏令会的服事，在各方各面。
Even though I don't have a very accurate count, but I believe that there was about 120 saints who all served together.
同时我也知道还有弟兄姐妹，他们也有心愿。愿意参与在身体里面配搭的服事。
And I know that there are other saints who had the desire to want to serve as well.
为了这一切，我们真是感谢主，都是他的爱激励了我们。
For all this, I really want to thank the Lord. It is His love which constrains us.
像刚刚弟兄分享的，叫我们也愿意成为手中主的手中的那一块泥，或是像亚拿尼亚一样来被主使用。
And so just as our brother had shared, we want to be that clay that was in the hand of the Lord and to be like Ananias who was used by the Lord.
第二方面有一个继续请弟兄姐妹代祷的请求。
Secondly, I do have a prayer request for all brothers and sisters.
在夏令会前我们也多次多方一直为着夏令会主所要对我们说的话祷告。
That prior to the conference, we prayed that the Lord would speak to us.
特别的一个负担就是主能够借着他所对我们说的话能够来摸着我们的生命，来改变我们的生命。
Particularly that through His Word, He would touch our lives and change our lives.
从今天弟兄姐妹的一些分享当中，我们看见主实在是也应允了我们的祷告。
And through the sharing of our brothers and sisters this morning, we know that God has heard our prayer.
主实在借着夏令会所对我们说的话来改变我们的生命。
And through the word that He spoke to us at the summer conference, He is changing our lives.
他还要用他的爱来联络我们，来建造我们。
And with His love that He is connecting us and He is building us up.
叫我们能够因着他所赐给我们同有一个生命，我们能够一同的被他来建造。
That through this one life together, we can be built up together.
能够在我们等他回来之前的这段日子，我们能够一起的能够来追求主心意中主要得着的见证。
So that in the days following, before He returns, that the Lord may obtain the testimony that He wants to obtain from us.
所以盼望弟兄姐妹，我们能够一起继续的为着主所说的话而祷告。
So may we pray together, regarding the word that we have received.
我们求主借着他所对我们说的话，能够在我们每个人生命当中继续的来制作我们，来改变我们。
That He may continue to train us and change us through the word that He has spoken to us.
盼望在主回来之前，他或许能够在我们中间得着那腓拉铁菲教会的见证。
That before He returns, that He may obtain the testimony of the Church of Philadelphia.
因为他已经爱了我们。
Because He has loved us.
虽然我们略有一点力量。
Even though we have very little power.
但愿主的爱能够不断的激励我们。
But may His love continue to encourage and constrain us.
直到他在我们中间得着他所要得着的。
Until He gains that which He wants to obtain from us.
感谢主。
用最后这五分钟的时间跟大家分享一下约拿书。
I want to use the last five minutes to share with everyone in the book of Jonah.
下午分组呢，我们读到约拿书。
In the afternoon workshop, we were reading the book of Jonah.
我们知道约拿书是大家很熟悉的一卷书。
We know that it is a book that we're all familiar with.
这一卷书呢，是约拿跟神的对话。
This is a conversation between Jonah and God.
约拿呢，我们知道神叫他往东，他跑西。
We know that God wanted him to go east, and he went west.
我们 弟兄提到说，我们喜不喜欢神跟我们说话
？And our brother said, do we like God to speak to us?
我们都很喜欢神跟我们说话。
Yes, we want God to speak to us.
问题是，当神跟我们说话的时候，我们听不听
？But the problem is, when God speaks, do we listen?
我们不听的话，最好神不要跟我说话。
If you don't want to listen, then it's best that God does not speak to you.
因为他跟你说你不听。你就是不爱神。
Because if God speaks to you and you do not listen, you do not love him then.
我们来看在约拿书，约拿所说的第一句话。
And so let's look at the very first thing that Jonah said back to God.
因为船上的人问他说，你是谁？你从哪里来的？
Because people were asking him, who are you and where have you come from?
在一章九节，约拿说，我是希伯来人，我敬畏耶和华，那创造沧海天地之天上的神。
In chapter 1, verse 9, he says, I am a Hebrew and I fear the Lord God of heaven who made the sea and the dry land.
第一个说他是希伯来人，他是希伯来人，他敬畏耶和华。
And so the very first thing he says is that I am a Hebrew and I fear the Lord God.
他知道耶和华是那创造沧海旱地之天上的神。
And he knows that the Lord God of heaven who made the sea and the dry land.
他知道他的神。
He knows his God.
可是他的神要他往东，他往西。
However, his God wanted him to go east. He wanted to go west.
所以约拿书是神，约拿做神的工作。
And so in the book of Jonah, Jonah was to do the work of God.
最后他还是顺服神，他到尼尼城去，尼尼微城去讲神的话。
And lastly, he did submit and he went to Nineveh to speak God's word.
他用一句话。
And with only one phrase.
十二万人悔改。
And then 120,000 came to repent.
这十二万人是不能分辨左右手的。
And these people were those who did not know the difference between the right and left hand.
这是最有力量的一句话。
This is the word with great power.
再等四十日，尼尼微城必倾覆了。
And that in 40 days, Nineveh will be overthrown.
然后最后讲到，我们来看约拿最后的一句话。
And so let's take a look at Jonah's last word.
约拿说，我发怒以至于死都合乎理。在第四章第十节。
Verse 10, it says,
第九节。
Verse 9, that I have a good reason to be angry even to death.
他知道神。
He knows God.
可是他对神生气。
But he's angry at God.
所以神就回答了他。
And so God responded.
可是这之后呢，约拿就没有讲话了。
And then after this, Jonah didn't speak anymore.
所以有人说，约拿书结束了吗？
And so some would say, has Jonah really ended?
约拿是一个知道神的人。
Jonah is one who knows God.
他是一个敬畏神的人。
He's one who fears God.
可是他不听神的话。
But he did not listen to God.
可是神没有离开他。
However, God did not forsake him.
神用大鱼把他带到鱼肚里面。
With a great fish, God allowed this fish to swallow him.
他在鱼肚里面，他祷告。
And in the stomach of the fish, he prayed.
他祷告，他只能把他吐出来。
And after he prayed, the fish vomited him up.
他传扬神的话。
And he spoke God's word.
尼尼微城的人就悔改。
And the people of Nineveh, they repented.
约拿就很不高兴。
Jonah was angry.
你说尼尼微城要毁灭，怎么不毁灭了呢？
Since you're going to overthrow Nineveh, why didn't you do it?
所以他跟神抱怨。
And so he complained to God.
可是神跟他说。
But God said to him.
这些人我岂不爱惜呢？
Don't I have every right to have compassion on them?
这卷书好像还没有结束。
And it's as if this book has not ended.
约拿就像我们每个人一样。
Jonah is just like you and I.
我们在神的面前。
Before God.
我们要被制作。
We need to be built up.
我们是神手中的工作。
We are His handiwork.
这是神拣选我们的目的。
This is the purpose of His choosing in us to train us, build us.
制作成那有用的器皿。
So that we can be that useful vessel in His hand.
约拿悔改了没有？
Has Jonah repented?
我们相信约拿悔改了。
We believe that he has.
因为他写了约拿书。
Because he wrote the book of Jonah.
他把他自己的失败的经验写下来。
He wrote down his experience of failure.
我们来到神的面前。
And so as we come before God,
我们要悔改。
We need to repent.
因为保罗也说。
And Paul has said.
你们要与悔改的恩相称。
That we need to have the deeds that are in accordance with your repentance.
我们行事为人当与悔改的人相称。
And so how we need to have deeds that are in accordance with our repentance.
愿神的话再来激励我们。
May His word again encourage us.
愿他的爱再来激励我们。
May His love constrain us.
让我们不再为自己活。
So that we would no longer live for ourselves.
为我们死而复活的主活。
That we would live for the God who died and lived for us.
因为主实在是害我们。
Because God has loved us.
他借着夏令会跟我们说话。
And through the summer conference, He has spoken to us.
借着弟兄姐妹跟我们说话。
Through our brothers and sisters, He has spoken to us.
我们感谢主早上这么多的弟兄姐妹有分享。
And we thank the Lord for our sharing among brothers and sisters this morning.
就像哥林多前书12章所做的，我们是互为肢体。
Just as what it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, we are members of one body.
我们要联络整齐。
And we need to be built up together.
我们要建造他的教会。
To build his church.
是他居住的所在。
To be his dwelling place.
这是神的心意。
Because this is his will.
那我们现在花点时间，我们弟兄姐妹可以做回应的祷告。
Shall we spend some time to respond in prayer? Lord, we thank and praise you because we are your children. The work that you were doing in the days of Jonah, you are doing today. And your love is so high, wide, long, and deep. You do not want any to be lost. For all the children who do not know the difference between the right and the left hand, you love us all. May your love continually grab a hold of us so that we may have the mind of Christ. So that we would not turn against your will. Apart from you, we cannot do anything. May we be useful vessels in your hand. Even though summer conference has passed, Lord, your word will never pass away. Lord, thank you for your reminder that we are to follow in your footsteps forward. Lord, in this path, we don't want to run before you, ahead of you, or fall back. We want to have your will before us. Thank you. We want to hear your word and do your will. Thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Lord, you have loved us. And it is your love which leads us. Lord, our love is so small. And full of impurities. Lord, may you separate apart our heart for you. So that we would be that bond slave of love. Your love is so high, wide, long, and deep. No one can measure it. May your love constrain us. To take all from us. So that you may have your rightful place in our lives. And every day we want to seek your face. And to hear your word. So that you may be pleased. For your namesake.
主啊，愿你的旨意能够成就。
May your will be done.
主啊，真是感谢你，祷告祈求。
We thank you in Jesus' precious name. We pray. Amen. Lord, we thank you. You have given us your word so abundantly. Please open up our eyes again, so that we can see the church in Philadelphia. It's not a dream or an ideal, but it can be true in reality. Lord, please give us strength.
主啊，真的是让我们能够弟兄姊妹，主啊，聚在主的里面。
So that as brothers and sisters, as we would live in you,
同心合意的来追求你。
Together we would pursue after you.
让我们
能够成为一个彰显你荣耀的这么一个教会。
So that we may be the church that manifests your glory.
让你的心意能得到满足。
That your heart may be pleased.
主真的是求你让这些话语在我们细细的在我们心里头思想。
Lord, we do pray that these words may be meditated in our hearts.
让我们的生命我们的侍奉都有改变。
So that our lives and service may change.
靠耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name,
Amen.
Lord, we thank you in this crooked and perverse generation. Lord, you have saved us. And you're willing to speak to us. We thank you that in these meetings you have given us your revelation and light.For every brother and sister, Lord, for every meeting, Lord, we place in your hands.
愿你的话在我们里面成为我们的实际。
Lord, may your word be reality.
愿你的话在我们每天的生活里面来改变我们。
So that every day your words may change us.
是的，让我们知道你的看法是什么。
So that we may know what is your hope.
让我们知道你的看法之后，好好的去实践你的看法。
So that we would know your perspective in all things.
你愿意我在我们当中兴起一个在这关系背后的世代里头腓阿帖会教会的见证，
所以我们知道